Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Rainy Thursday night in Fredericksburg. Eric Bach joined by Andrew Pinckney. Hit the ground running big time here in his first two Fred Nat games. Five hits combined, a couple of RBIs. Andrew's the fourth round pick out of Alabama by the Nationals. And Andrew, obviously it's been a great start for you here at the plate. How has it felt to just kind of get your pro career off to this great of a start?
It's been pretty cool. It's really fun to play at this Fred Nat Stadium. They get a lot of good fans, and they're always engaged into the game, and it makes my job easy. It's super fun to play in front of that fans, and it's super fun. So I'm just out there just having fun and playing for the guy beside me. So,
walk me through draft day. What was that like from kind of wake up to go to sleep?
Yeah, it was. I tried to just chill out. I was nervous, but I just woke up, just worked out, did my thing, and then from then on, it was just playing on the PlayStation and eating and just chilling, and then the draft started, so I just figured I'd make my way downstairs, and luckily it was the fourth round, so I didn't have to wait too long on day two. But it was fine. I was just with my parents and my dog and my sister, and that was about it. So
for you now, post draft, I mean, it's such a whirlwind. You get to the facility, then you got to travel all around. What has that been like as you try to just stay focused on the baseball part of it?
Yeah, I think definitely just making sure that I get my work in is the most important thing, and just making sure I get my work out of the way before I have to get on a flight somewhere or anything. But, it was fun. I got to go to D.C. and sign there, and I was in Florida in the FCL. So, making sure I get my work in, and then, staying ready for when I get to come here. So,
for Nationals fans that maybe haven't seen you play a whole lot at Alabama, how would you describe yourself as a baseball player to them if they're watching you for the first time?
I would say just super exciting. I think the brand of baseball I play, I like to run hard and try and turn singles into doubles and doubles into triples and try and make plays in the outfield and throw guys out. So I would definitely say just keep your eye on me because I might do something cool. So you never know.
It's done a couple cool things so far. So I want to talk about these 2 days. I mean, I feel like it's more difficult than it looks, than you've made it look, to show up here and just do what you've done. What have these 2 days been like? What have your approach been like going up there?
I mean, gosh, first of all, I just wanted to get the first hit out the way. Yeah. That's definitely the main thing, because once that's over with, then you can kind of just relax. But in terms of approach, I'm just trying to not do too much, not try and speed the game up at all, just let everything slow down and just let the game come to me. And I found a few holes early on. I'm sure I'll get a few hard outs sometime soon, so it'll all even out.
Played in a lot of big-time college baseball games at Alabama, but now that you're here doing it professionally for the first time, did it feel different when you first stepped onto the field that first night?
You know, it definitely felt weird not seeing the A on my chest, but, I think, I still got the red on my jersey, so I think that's kind of evening out a little bit, but it's just been fun. It's just a different set of guys, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get on base and help whatever team I'm on win. So just keeping that the main thing, and everything else just kind of takes care of itself.
Talking with Andrew Pinckney here on the Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. So the draft class, you guys all traveled here together. I mean, you just kind of met each other when you got down to the facility, but it seems like you guys have a pretty good camaraderie. I asked Yo-Yo Morales about this yesterday, and he said that you guys have kind of turned into a little bit of a brotherhood. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, I mean, we all just kind of met each other, but we're all college guys, so there's definitely that kind of that connection there. So it's just been kind of cool. Yo-Yo's from Miami, and I played against Dugas at LSU, and same with Dylan Cruz. So we definitely just have those kind of connections everywhere, and it's just cool to see how they go about their business and see how things were run there at their respective schools. So that's just kind of how we bonded, and it's just fun playing with those guys.
And the clubhouse culture here in Fredericksburg seems like it's in a really good spot right now, even with a lot of turnover and you new guys coming in, mixing in with the guys that have been here. What was your first impressions of kind of the culture of this clubhouse when you got here?
Yeah, I feel like everything's been super laid back. Not everybody's taking everything too seriously. It's just, we'll go out there, we're going to play hard and compete, and everybody kind of holds each other to that standard. But at the end of the day, as long as you're, doing your job and, running the ball hard and doing all the little things right, then nobody has a problem with you, and we're all just chilling. So
any goals specific, like baseball goals, for the end of the season before you get into fall instructs?
I really just want to you know, see what I'm best at, see what I'm not best at. Kind of use this time for my first kind of month here in Fredericksburg to just really have a good self-evaluation of myself, so I can go into fall instructs and into that off season with a plan of what I might need to do better, or what I can kind of chill out on a little bit. So just having that evaluation of knowing where I'm at in regards to my competition will help me, you know, take off. So
Andrew Pinckney here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Great start to him back out there in right field tonight. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much.